And good morning once again. Thanks for being with us on Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. This year, Baltimore's African American Festival turns 40. And to mark the celebration of music and culture, festival organizers are bringing in some huge names, folks like Common and Vivica Fox, for example. Festival takes place this weekend at Camden Yards. While music will be a big part of the fun, there'll also be interactive activities focusing on issues like health and wellness, financial literacy, and community and police relations. All events at the festival are free. Shalonda Stokes joins me to talk about what you can expect and what went into planning the festivities. She's the president and CEO of Graybo Entertainment. Her organization was hired by the city to plan the festival. Also with me here in Studio A is Joe May. He's a singer from Randallstown. He was featured on the TV show The Voice, where he made it to the top 20. Joe will be performing at the African American Festival on Sunday. Welcome to you both.
Hey, how are
Thank
you?
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Yeah, so Shalonda, 40 years.
40 years.
And this is, by some counts, the largest cultural festival on the East Coast. This is a huge deal, isn't it?
It's huge. I mean, we get record numbers not only from Baltimore, but we get people coming from all over the country. So it's amazing. The hotels are filling up. You know, so everybody is really excited about the economic impact to Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people we're talking about. Yeah, that's great. So in addition to music and the kinds of performances that Joe's going to be doing, you have these various tents and stuff.
Yes.
I'm interested in some of them. One of them's called the Empowerment Tent, and it has panels and speakers and stuff. What are the kinds of topics you're going to be delving into in that place?
Oh, my God. We have some amazing topics in the Empowerment Pavilion. Not only the topics, but some amazing people. Some of our hosts are in there are Alfred Edmonds from Black Enterprise. We have Kwame Jackson. I don't know if you remember him from The Apprentice with you know who, and then just some amazing.
I'm proud to say I actually never watched The Apprentice. Let the record show.
I know a number of people probably are, but we have everything in the pavilion happening from financial literacy. We want to make sure that we are bringing that. We have a program called Next Level, where we're doing jobs. We have people who are coming here from the Army to WMATA, the Washington MTA, and some others who have jobs they want to fill immediately on site. We have some really fun relationship things. We have some people, Tara Wallace from Love and Hip Hop. She's doing some things. We have, just some amazing book signings. We have Zane. We have Matthew Knowles, who is Beyonce's dad, who's going to have his book there. So we just have some great empowerment pieces in that tent.
Can't see Beyonce, but you can see Beyonce's dad. That's pretty good. I'll take that. As a dad, I'll take that.
Absolutely.
And Joe, you're going to be playing this festival. I mean, congratulations.
Thank you.
You went deep into the field in The Voice. It would seem to me that playing a festival is tough. It's a different kind of gig than a club or a concert, because it's outside and people are walking around and stuff. You got to grab folks. I mean, you hit that stage and you got to make folks say, I'm gonna stop what I'm doing and check this guy out.
And there are so many different people there to see other artists that they might not necessarily be there to see you. So you do have to, like you said, grab their attention and like let them know who you are, you know, and why you're at that festival. But I'm excited.
Yeah.
I grew up, like, going to these festivals, like, since I was, like, a kid, like, and I remember just
it's
seeing,
older
like,
than him.
Yeah, like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people like Patti LaBelle have performed on this stage that I'm about to perform on, so it's, like, I'm honored. Like,
so at least you'll have some friends and family you can count on them being in the crowd.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It will be well-seated with folks who know you, right?
My family is definitely going to be there. They're at all the shows. So.
Yeah. You know, I mean, show business is a tough business, and I'm interested and very impressed that you were on season 10 of The Voice, but you started 2 years before that.
I did. I originally auditioned season 8, and I didn't even make it to I think I went to the second audition, but I didn't actually get to audition for the producers. But it was something that I really wanted to do. Like, I'm the type of person who doesn't really take no for an answer. So just because I did audition, they told me no, it was like, no, I'm going to do this again. And I just kept going.
That's what it takes in this business, yeah. And, you know, Shalonda, I'm also interested that you have a STEM Nation.
Absolutely.
Talking about STEM, I talked to a woman who heads up the African American Studies Department at Emory University, a terrific scholar named Carol Anderson. She wrote a book in which she talked about, for example, in 2004, they did not award one PhD to an African-American in the field of astronomy. Not one. There were 2,100 PhDs awarded in the sciences, and none went to African-Americans. 12 years ago. That has started to change a little bit. It started to tick the right direction. But STEM training and interest in the sciences and in math and in computer science, that kind of thing, very important for any community.
Extremely important. I'm actually an electrical engineer by degree. And the person that's heading up this tent for us, Al Sweets, really, he brought the idea to us a few years ago. So we've always had STEM, probably for the last 4 years, I think, at the festival. But companies like EMC that are committed to it, colleges like Morgan State University, similar to Emory, understand that that's the differentiator, especially for the African-American community, because that's where you can really start to open doors and create opportunities for, you know, economic parity. And so, but we want to make it fun. So when you go into STEM Nation, they have unmanned aerial systems. The kids are doing robot building and just different fun, engaging experiences to get everybody at all levels excited about STEM.
Yeah. And of course, you know, it works the same way with music. If you get a bunch of folks catching your act, you know, at the festival, it creates a buzz. And it, the same thing works for STEM. I mean, you can create a buzz about science. You can create a buzz about, you know, continuing your education in the engineering field. Of course, Joe, the Baltimore music community lost a young man this weekend who was so highly thought of, so had such a bright future. Ran by the stage name of Lore Scuda. Mm-hmm. His name was Tyrese Trayvon Watson. Yep. Gunned down on the streets. I mean, another, you know, terrible, sad story. Did you know him? Or did you know his music at all?
No, I didn't know him personally. Yeah. I was a little familiar with his music, and I knew other people who you know, were affiliated with him and who knew him.
Because it's interesting how, you know, the outpouring of grief you know, the outpouring of support for his family and for his music. I mean, absolutely. Last night they were, you know, literally dancing on Pennsylvania Avenue over by North Avenue, the CVS, because, you know, he was a very popular young man. Mm-hmm. The music scene in Baltimore is pretty vibrant, isn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. You grew up in it. You know, have been a big part of it, and you're one of the few people who has a national profile because absolutely. Of your appearances on television. But what's your take on how the music scene in Baltimore is doing these days?
I think it's doing pretty good. I'm excited to initially, when I started music, I wasn't, you know, super involved in the Baltimore music scene. I did a lot of stuff in D.C. But since I've come home, it's been exciting to, you know, get more involved in the music scene. I've worked with, you know, different people in the area, and I'm excited about it.
And it's no longer the case that, you know, to have a career in music, you got to go to New York or L.A. or Atlanta,
no,
Chicago.
I think,
you can do it from here, right?
Yeah, I think with social media, you can do those things. You can, you know, you can be based in Baltimore and you can, you know, still travel and, you know, put your music out there, but you don't have to necessarily be in those. It's important to go to those cities, though.
Well, break a leg at the festival this weekend.
Thank you
both
so much.
Really good. That's what we say in show business, you know, and I appreciate both of you guys coming in. Thanks.
Thank you.
Shalonda Stokes is the president and CEO of Graybo Entertainment. That's the group producing the African-American Festival. Joe May is a singer from Randallstown. He was featured on the TV show The Voice. He made it to the top 20. He'll be performing at the festival on Sunday. The festival takes place this weekend. Camden Yards, concerts, and activities are all free. It starts noon on Saturday. For a list of events and entertainers, you can visit our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Coming up Wednesday, Undoing Racism, starting new conversations about race across the country and what it takes to address and fix an old and complex issue like bigotry. Plus, Jessica Anya Blau on her steamy new novel, The Trouble with Lexi. Until then, for Nathan Sterner and the entire Maryland Morning team, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.